This was all a bit too much for a man who spent his days with no one to talk to but bivalves.
"I've had a message by Clax, sir, but..." he began.
"Nothing from the post office," said Ridcully.
No, sir, nothing, sir."
There were cheers and boos and general laughter from the crowd. From his shadowy corner, Moist saw Lord Veterinari right by the Arch-Chancellor. He scanned the rest of the crowd and spotted Reach Gilt, standing off to one side and, surprisingly, not smiling. And Gilt saw him. One look was enough. The man wasn't certain, not totally certain. "Welcome to fear," said Moist to himself. "It's hope turned inside out. You know it can't go wrong. You're sure it can't go wrong. But it might. I've got you." Devious Collarbone coughed.
But I don't think this is the message Arch-Chancellor Ridcully sent," he said, his voice gone squeaky with nervousness.
"What makes you think that, man?"
Because it says it isn't," Collarbone quavered. "It says it's from the dead people."
"You mean it's an old message?" said Ridcully.
No, sir. I'd better read it, shall I? Do you want me to read it?"
"That's the point, man."
In the big disc of glass, Collarbone cleared his throat.
"Who will listen to the dead? We who died so that words could fly demand justice now. These are the crimes of the Board of the Grand Trunk. Theft, embezzlement, breach of trust, corporate murder..."
Chapter 14. Deliverance. Lord Veterinari requests silence. Mr. Lipvig comes down. Mr. Pump moves on. Fooling no one but yourself. The bird. The concludium. Freedom of choice. The Great Hall was in uproar. Most of the wizards took the opportunity to congregate at the buffet, which was now clear. If there's one thing a wizard hates, it's having to wait while the person in front of them is in two minds about coleslaw. It's a salad bar, they say. It's got the kind of stuff salad bars have. If it was surprising, it wouldn't be a salad bar. You're not here to look at it. What do you expect to find? Rhino chunks? Pickled coelacanth? The lecturer in recent runes ladled more bacon bits into his salad bowl, having artfully constructed buttresses of celery and breastworks of cabbage to increase its depth five times.
"Any of you fellows know what this is all about?" he said, raising his voice above the din. "Seems to be upsetting a lot of people."
"It's this Clax business," said the chair of indefinite studies. "I've never trusted it. Poor Collarbone, decent young man in his way, a good man with a whelk. Seems to be in a spot of bother."
It was quite a large spot. Devious Collarbone was opening and shutting his mouth on the other side of the glass like a stranded fish. In front of him, Mustrum Ridcully reddened with anger, his tried and tested approach to most problems.
"Sorry, sir, but this is what it says, and you asked me to read it," Collarbone protested. "It goes on and on, sir."
"And that's what the Clax people gave you?" the Arch-Chancellor demanded. "Are you sure?"
"Yes, sir. They did look at me in a funny way, sir, but this is definitely it. Why should I make anything up, Arch-Chancellor? I spend most of my time in a tank, sir. A boring, boring, lonely tank, sir."
"Not one more word," screamed Greenham. "I forbid it."
Beside him, Mr. Nutmeg had sprayed his drink across several dripping guests.
"Excuse me, you forbid it, sir?"
said Ridcully, turning on Greenham in sudden fury.
"Sir, I am the master of this college. I will not, sir, be told what to do in my own university. If there is anything to be forbidden here, sir, I will do the forbidding. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Collarbone."
Collarbone
panted, longing for death.
"I said carry on, man."
Yes. There was no safety. There was no pride. All there was money. Everything became money, and money became everything. Money treated us as if we were things, and we died."
"Is there no law in this place? That is outright slander," shouted Stoley. "It's a trick of some sort."
"By whom, sir?" roared Ridcully. "Do you mean to suggest that Mr. Collarbone, a young wizard of great integrity, who I may say is doing wonderful work with snakes..."
Shellfish, murmured Ponder Stibbons.
"Shellfish is playing some kind of joke? How dare you, sir? Continue, Mr. Collarbone."
I...
"That is an order, Dr. Collarbone."
Arch-Chancellor Ridcully was a great believer in retaliation by promotion. You couldn't have civilians criticising one of his wizards. That was his job.
Blood oils the machinery of the Grand Trunk as willing...